This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, it's a lubricant and it's a solvent, and you can get the CLP and get it in both, but it's also a treatment. This is something you can put on all of the metal, all over your firearm, and it's going to make it stronger, more resistant to the environment. It's going to make it go bang every time you pull the trigger. Check them out, froglube.com. Now, I'm going to veer off of the gun tip just for a minute. But at the same time, I'm going to deal with something, or I'm going to bring something up that we in the Second Amendment advocacy, we deal with this type of misinformation that we're getting right now all the time. And the misinformation that we normally deal with is called gun control. But what we got right now is we got this little propaganda going, this little propagandized dynamic going on. Planned Parenthood. Now, I'm not here to debate whether or not abortion is good or bad. I have my own feelings on it. And that's all there is to it. But I think Planned Parenthood is as good an organization out there to make an example of as any of them, simply because of the message that we have to send. Now, the first thing, the first part of the memo to Planned Parenthood should be, there are consequences for declaring war on a party that ends up winning the election. There are consequences to spending millions to defeat Republicans. And despite this fact that they spent millions to defeat Republicans, they're demanding that the current government keep sending it billions. And I say dream on. Now, Congress can't shirk women's health, but it can phase out the $500 million Planned Parenthood subsidy. They could replace it gradually over several years with grants to non-political local and national organizations providing the same services, from STD testing to contraceptive education. But here's the thing. Planned Parenthood is not a medical center. I don't care what they say. If we're talking about women's health, and, you know, okay, let's talk about women's health. My wife is a breast cancer survivor. She didn't go to Planned Parenthood for a mammogram. If she had gone, she would have been turned away. If she'd gone to Planned Parenthood to have her ankle fixed, she would have been turned away. If she'd gone to Planned Parenthood when she fractured her skull, she'd have been turned away. Because that's not what they do. This is not like urgent care or Instacare or any of these other things that are set up out there. Planned Parenthood is something else altogether. Now, you know, and you know what? I'm going to simply for the sake of argument, I'm going to say, okay, Roe versus Wade, that was a discovered right that they found in the Supreme Court. That's fine. And it has withstood, it's part of case law now. It's not about actual law, it's part of case law. Case law is something where they discover something and say, oh, yeah, well, that's legal. Didn't even exist 5 minutes ago. Well, it's legal now. Okay. And I'm going to completely gloss over the fact that the Fourth Circuit out of Maryland just got out there the other day and glossed completely over the Heller decision, which has as much case law ramifications, although it is actually based upon a constitutional civil right, reaffirmation of that, they completely overlooked that. And when they did that, to me, I think that sort of opens up the whole door to defund the Planned Parenthood organization. So this is not about women's health. That's a veneer. Planned Parenthood's sophisticated operation also encompasses a million-dollar lobby and a political action committee that's basically a fundraising outpost of the Democratic Party. This decade so far, the Planned Parenthood Action Fund has given federal candidates $2.3 million, more than 99% of that to Democrats. And somehow or other, that imbalance keeps growing. I mean, once you're at 99%, how do you get any worse to one side? Every election since 2002, they've given Democrats an already lopsided 87% of their political budget, and the number has steadily risen to 99.58% last year. So this is brassy. This is brassy of them to be out there fighting Republicans and then taking offense when they reconsider their munificence. Would the Democrats bankroll the NRA? Would they bankroll even the heroic anti-smoking program sponsored by a Christian conservative health fund whose PAC spent millions to defeat liberal candidates? These partisan organizations, left or right, are vital to American democracy, but none deserves a $550 million in federal largesse every year. Good works or not. American women can get their pap smears somewhere else. Isn't that what Obamacare was supposed to take care of? I know we're getting ready to get rid of it, but, you know. I would think that would have made Planned Parenthood redundant, wouldn't it? Planned Parenthood's defenders are right. Immediate defunding would maroon the countless women and men under its care. So, as soon as they show up and you tell me what they got going on, that way we can redirect them and get them the proper care, Planned Parenthood. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, their federal subsidy needs to be phased out deliberately as over as many as 5 years, and they need to be redirected to the nonpartisan and bipartisan health organizations. And Planned Parenthood could be among them. If they were shorn of their partisanship, the group would be well positioned to reclaim federal funding. They would need to shutter their PAC or spread their generosity more equally among politicians working on women's health. Real women's health, okay? Getting out there and telling me that once something has a heartbeat, that it's all about what the woman wants to do. That's a cop-out. That is a cop-out. That's getting out there and glossing over a very deep, involved subject. But whenever their partisanship is exposed, they point to the technicality that his PAC follows different tax rules. And that's pathetically deceptive, since the nonprofit and the action fund share office space, financial statements, even the same president. Since their fundraising bases are similar, every time the government gives the nonprofit arm a grant, a donor can redirect an equal sum to the group's effort to take down the Republican Party. So this is not about abortion. When Americans hear about this, a lot of times they tune it out. This has been around for a long time, and a lot of them just tune it out. They don't want to know about funding that. And the debate needs to be reoriented, and they need to phase out this subsidy. Unless they become one of these health centers where you can go and get all kinds of stuff done. But when your specialty is abortion, okay, that's not planning for parenthood. That's terminating parenthood, as it is terminating babies. And that's what it is. And when you're attacking the party that's in power, you shouldn't expect to get very much out of them. The propaganda fails. Get ready for a new day and a new business model, because it is surely on its way. When we get back, we're going to talk about Australia. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of knife armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube. I will always use it. I've never had a gun fail because of frog loop. I've only had one lock up on me, and I wasn't using frog loop then. Since I've been using frog loop, I've never had that same problem. It was with a AR-15 bolt carrier, and it got locked up in the back position. And since I introduced frog lube into my routine, I don't have that issue no more. So that's why I use it day in and day out. Check them out, froglube.com. The Australian government has gotten out there with a little bit of a tacit admission that the criminals and the scofflaws have completely circumvented the Australian National Firearms Agreement. Their own NFA, if you will, and their confiscation effort. So now the Australian officials have set a date for another firearms amnesty program. That is set to begin this coming July, and it's set to last for 3 months. They're not offering any compensation for surrendered firearms, and government officials hope that the plan will net $260,000 of an estimated $600,000 illegally possessed guns. Which completely seems to say, but we're going to leave $340,000 out there. Australia is where they are today due to a 1996 high-profile shooting in Port Arthur, Tasmania. Their states and territories adopted the federal NFA. The agreement set up stringent licensing requirements to possess firearms, requiring licensed applicants to provide a genuine reason for owning a firearm. Made clear that personal protection was not a genuine reason. The measure also targeted several types of commonly owned firearms and included a near total ban on civilian ownership of semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic and pump action shotguns. To coincide with these new restrictions, they provided a firearms amnesty and compensation program. So through a massive, as they would call it, public education campaign, I'm just going to call it the big lie, gun owners were warned that they were required to turn their newly prohibited firearms over to the government for a set price. This is what some U.S. politicians would incorrectly call a buyback, as the NFA did not grandfather the possession of firearms owned prior to the new restrictions, the ban and amnesty amounted to gun confiscation. This was coercive. This was not something where they were out there saying, it's for the common good. And everybody's like, well, I'm excited to be a part of it. Let me bring them all in. Where's my Xbox coupon or whatever they were giving away? In announcing the new federal amnesty program, Justice Minister Michael Keenan told the Sunday Mail, this is the first Australia-wide gun amnesty since 1996, when the Howard government took action following the devastation of the Port Arthur massacre. There have been state-based amnesties over that time. Well, let's take a look at that. According to research conducted by University of Sydney professor Philip Alpers from 1987 to 2015, there were 41 firearm amnesties of various durations in Australia. Alpers calculated the total number of firearms turned into various authorities over this period at roughly 1.1 million. Now, to understand how pathetic that is, that's about how many AR-15s are actually in New York State alone. 1 million AR-15s in New York State alone. Implementation of this next amnesty is a broad acknowledgement of the futility of their gun control regime and the amnesty programs. And the more sophisticated analyses has also revealed the ineffectiveness of the previous turn-in efforts. 1.1 million firearms is, that's a lot. But that's over, what, 87 to 2015. It's a lot. Under a lot of, yeah, anyway. It's incompetent. It's impotent. It's a whole lot of other things that end in tint. And they found out through the hard realities of life that confiscating guns from law-abiding people doesn't do anything about crime. And they also found out that this started a robust underground of garage gunsmiths that came out and started just fabricating their own guns at their house. Keenan was kind enough to provide the Sunday Mail with the government's rationale explaining, "This is as much about giving a family a chance to get rid of an old heirloom as it is about getting rid of guns off our streets." Why would a family want to get rid of an heirloom? I don't know. With refreshing candor, the Australian government has admitted that its intent with this new amnesty is to disarm the otherwise law-abiding who are not in total compliance with their onerous gun control regime. The pursuit of unregistered heirlooms and family keepsakes is, I'm sure that's going to take a dent. That's going to put a dent in that big, in that violent crime wave that they're experiencing. Because in Australia right now, the graffiti artists are carrying illegal guns. Okay, let's be clear about that. They are experiencing a spike in gun crime. They can get out there and say, you know, I've seen all these, Hillary Clinton in her run-up to her devastating loss, she got out there and she was asked, well, can we do what Australia did? She said, yeah, I think we could look at it. And at the time I pointed out, well, you know, Australia is also part of the monarchy. So, no, we can't look at it because we're not a monarchy. But besides that, it's not even working. And there's more guns. There's probably more guns at certain hunt clubs in Wisconsin than they've been able to confiscate in, what, nearly 50 years, 40 years, nearly 40 years. So that's, that's all entertaining and fun and everything, but it's pretty stupid in the long run. So by all means, go after that. That will, I'm sure that's going to make a difference, but at the same time, I've gotten calls from Australia before, here in Genesis, and they're out there, the people of Australia, the good people of Australia, they're not getting done any favors. They weren't breaking the law. The thing about gun control, the common thing about gun control is it's just stupid. The whole premise of it is stupid. It doesn't do anything. Let me take a moment. I will be right back.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It just works because Larry Lasky spent a lot of time trying to figure out a formula that would deal with the environment in which he works. And that is very, very important. Frogloop.com. Now, for those of you that listen on podcasts, I want to call your attention to something. At the bottom, where the show notes are, is a entry portal for you to go enter to win a Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. It's nighthawkcustom.com/lockandload. LOCKNLOAD. This is something that's been put together by Nighthawk Custom, Gunwinner.com, On Target Magazine, Gat Daily. Trust me when I tell you that if you've never held a Nighthawk 1911, this is one of these things that needs to be on your bucket list if you like that platform, because this is the optimized pistol. And I was very close to the Cabot Arms Meteor pistols last year when they at the NRA spinner on the turnstile, $4.5 million each. So as far as a gun that you can carry around that's going to work, that's going to do everything you need, Nighthawk is one of those pistols. One gun, one gunsmith. And you can win one by going and just looking at the bottom of the podcast show notes. There'll be a link there. Click on that and go join. Go enter. Somebody from Lock and Load, one of the ninjas, needs to win this gun. That's what I'm looking to see. There'll be other people. Yeah, there'll be other people out there because there's a lot of people involved in this. But I want the ninjas to get in on this, and I want the ninjas, I want somebody within the ninja community to win it. Check it on the podcast. I need to find somewhere to stick it. I'm going to stick it back up on social media on both my personal Facebook page, which is Bill Frady, I think, and on the show Facebook page, which is, and I'll put links in the show notes for that as well. Recently, you know, they don't allow you to carry guns on campus in most cases. And recently at a leftist university, which I know that's all of them, but at Middlebury College, we had a little incident happen there. They invited Charles Murray. He's the guy who wrote The Bell Curve, to speak at the school. And the students were outraged that they would invite this guy to speak at the school. So in a moment, and remember now, the left is the one that preaches tolerance. In a moment of tolerance, this thing, what happened is they chased this guy out. He had to run for his life. And Allison Stranger is a professor, and she was accompanying him out, and she got beaten up. And in a classic example of Stockholm Syndrome, her response was to say it was Trump's fault. The reason I'm not saying anything right now is I'm shaking my head. Where is this coming from? Which publication? I don't know which publication. This came from a publication. This was an account. There's nothing like a little violence to focus the mind. I am the Middlebury College professor who ended up with whiplash and a concussion for having the audacity to engage with the ideas of Charles Murray, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Though he is someone with whom I disagree, I welcome the opportunity to moderate a talk with him on campus on March 2nd because several of my students asked me to do so. They know I am a Democrat, but the college courses I teach are nonpartisan. Sure, I'm almost certain that's true. Most of the hatred was focused on Dr. Murray, but when I took his right arm to shield him and make sure we stayed together, the crowd turned on me. Someone pulled my hair while others were shoving me. I feared for my life. Once we got into the car, the protesters climbed on it, hitting the windows and rocking the vehicle whenever we stopped to avoid harming them. I am still wearing a neck brace and spent a week in a dark room to recover from a concussion caused by the whiplash. Now, here we're going to veer from what happened to what she thinks, because the next word is President Trump has characterized Muslims as terrorists and dehumanized many groups of marginalized people. He declared the free press an enemy of the people, replaced deliberation with tweeting, and seems bent on dismantling the separation of powers and 230 years of progress this country has made toward a more perfect union. Much of the free speech he has inspired or has refused to disavow is ugly and has already had ugly real-world consequences. It is obvious that some protesters made dangerous choices, but with time to reflect, I have to say that I hear and understand the righteous anger of many of those who shouted us down. I know that many students felt they were standing up to protect marginalized people who have been demeaned or even threatened under the guise of free speech. Let me explain something to you, Prof. Propaganda is not the free press, okay? Propaganda, if you're going to get out there and start talking about the press, then let's take the press and let's look at Planned Parenthood as well. When the press is all about one side of this story, like Planned Parenthood is about the same side of that story, by the way. This is not free. There's nothing free about it. Getting out there and coming out in the bag for Hillary Clinton was never free. Now, and what 230 years of which progress, please? Tell me. The progress began with Wilson. Wilson was the one that looked at the Constitution and said, well, you know, this is from another time. We can just keep on going. What about where in the separation of powers right now? This president is facing the deep state and the administrative state. What is it about the separation of powers that he's going after? He's the president. You're Barack Obama. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was much worse. Much worse. In the wrong way. I'm sure you liked it, though. During the great proletarian cultural revolution, student Red Guards forced professors to make self-confessions. This was a different situation, though, as most of the students were not Chinese. And Stanger is smart. She doesn't have to deal with Donald Trump at her school, but she does have to deal with her fellow leftist faculty members and the leftist students. She's trying to make kissy-kissy with him so they don't smack her in the head again. Maybe if I were in her position, I would do the same thing, although I would think very seriously about getting something like a Glock 26 here and maybe carrying that too, because, you know, God made man and cult made him equal. On the other hand, Vermont is a concealed carry state. So maybe there could be another option when faced with a life-threatening leftist mob. Now, here's an exit question. And this is a very carefully thought-out exit question, okay? This is the kind, and I'm asking it now. It should have been asked of her when she left. It should definitely be asked of her now. When someone goes to an emergency room with throbbing head pains and a hardcore leftist worldview, how does the ER doctor determine whether the patient has a head injury or a very rigid ideological point of view? How do you make the determination between those two? I know you're not going to answer me, Dr. Stanger. I hope you get better. Hope you feel better. Hope you wake up. Because you clearly are deluded. Anyway, last time back to Genesis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something I've been using Frog Lube for 5 years, and I will use it for the rest of my time that I'm going to be shooting. If it has metal on it, it's going to be Frog Lubed. Check them out, froglube.com. Whenever I need some expertise and calm when it comes to a gun matter, if I'm looking for some rational advice on firearms and accessories, I look to a New York politician for solutions. Said nobody ever. Coming out of New York, the other senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, sitting with I don't know where these law enforcement, Police One I never see these guys actually part of Police One, but representatives from law enforcement agencies and gun violence prevention advocates, read that to mean gun grabbers. They have vowed to block an effort that is currently underway to make it easier. This is their copy, to make it easier for criminals to obtain gun silencers. The other day I was downtown in downtown Greenville, South Carolina, and there were some street shootings going on. But thankfully, they had those gun silencers, and all I heard was little pff, 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 just like they do in the movies. And the silencer gang was there, and at least if there has to be crime, it's polite crime, right? Gillibrand said she would fight against legislation introduced earlier this year in the Senate and the House of Representatives to eliminate gun silencers. And once again, I'm using their copy for those of you that are going to jump on me. From the requirements of the National Firearms Act, making it easier for criminals to obtain these deadly weapons and making it harder and more dangerous for law enforcement to catch criminals. This is the Hearing Protection Act of 2017. If Gillibrand, or in all honesty, her staff, when you look at a representative or a senator, it with few exceptions, they're only going to be as good as their staff. If they've done any research at all before opposing the Hearing Protection Act, She and they would have known that if criminals actually wanted silencers, as she says they are called, they can go to Lowe's and get the stuff and make them for about $30. And it can't much, I mean, you can get certain oil filters and do a little drilling. Then all you have to do is buy two items and screw them to a third. If the criminals actually wanted suppressors, they would be ubiquitous. They would be all over the place. We'd see them on the ends of pistols that were taken up all over the place. And they're not ubiquitous. Do you want to know why they're not ubiquitous? Because what you see when you're watching the movies is fiction. It is fiction. The suppressors that are out there today, when attached to an AR-15, which is where the round is cracking out of the end of that barrel at about 160 to 172 decibels, the suppressor takes it down to 130 decibels, which is still louder. It's just a little bit louder than a jackhammer. So that's not exactly a silencer now, is it? Now, if you ask street cops how often they find a suppressor on the end of a weapon, they would tell you not very often. See, a suppressor is at least as long, if not twice as long, as the gun itself. So it makes them longer, bulkier, they weigh more. The criminal can't conceal them quite as easily. They're not practical for crime. And being, in addition to being impractical for your average hoodlum, suppressors are counterproductive to the goal of instilling fear that violent gangs use as a weapon against one another in the turf wars. When a gangbanger does a drive-by, the fear and terror he instills in those he targets is even more important than bullets finding the flesh. Loud guns instill fear more effectively than something that makes no more noise than a pellet gun, which is not what a suppressor does. Criminals have always had easy access to this. These are the people that will go out there and actually just build a gun. If you want to make a suppressor, you need a tube, then a bigger tube, and you need some washers, and you need some stuff like maybe some steel wool or something to stuff in between the washers to make baffles. And then you've got a suppressor, some electrical tape. I watched Ghost Dog. That's how he did it. Gillibrand is wrong on the facts and is simply making empty statements that she cannot back up with any data or crime statistics from anywhere. She said law enforcement already has a hard enough job putting their lives on the line every day to stop gun violence in our communities. We can't make it more dangerous and more difficult by making it easier for criminals to obtain deadly gun silencers. These deadly gun silencers pose a huge risk to our enforcement and our communities, and I will do everything I can to stop this ill-thought-out legislation that would allow criminals to get their hands on these dangerous weapons. Show me a study, lady. Okay? You're just wrong. And you're stupid. You're stupid and you're wrong, and it's scary that you're stupid and you're wrong, and you're a politician. You're in the upper house of the Congress. Or at least that's what you guys always tout. You very rarely get anything done, but, you know, that's beside the fact. If you're going to get out there and say that criminals are using this, show me some examples. There are none. She can't show examples because this is just fear. For them to get out there and say, well, the reason the gun industry sells so many guns is because of fear mongering. What do you call this? I've actually heard people get out there and say, you know, the sound a gun makes without a silencer on it is a good, and it's an important gun safety feature, because that way, if somebody's shooting, you know which way to run. Try that nonsense in a city. Ask those cops in Dallas how that worked out for them, with the sound of bouncing off all over these walls. Criminals don't want suppressors. If they did, they would make them very cheaply at a fraction of the cost of the commercial-grade suppressors that law-abiding American citizens want to buy to protect their hearing at the range and in the woods during hunting season. Gillibrand simply hates the idea of you restoring your constitutional rights by eliminating a law that has proven not to be, you know, it's not only short-sighted, it's obsolete. And it's counterproductive. This actually would save your hearing to a certain degree. Taking it down those 30 decibels makes it, and you should still wear ear pro. You know, I've seen these things where they get out there and they leave the ear pro out while they're shooting the suppressed weapon. But why not wear the ear pro? I've got some very nice ear pro that don't cost that much by Howard Light. It's got these speakers in the front of it so I can hear everything around me. But when that gunshot goes off, it just blocks it out. And then I get back that enhanced hearing. That's almost pretty cool. As far as Senator Gillibrand, and I know some people in New York, and people of New York, you deserve more than Senator Gillibrand. She shows a very nerve-wracking lack of education when it comes to what she's talking about. My first impulse in her position would be to gather information. She didn't gather any information. She just got out there and hung out with the Brady Bunch and the Violence Policy Center and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and all that, and just went with their talking points and looked real stupid for doing it. So, there you have it. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Go join and go enter for that gun. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford for parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.